20 somewhere.
420 somewhere. We've all been tested. Mm-hmm. My phone, your phone, his phone. But laptops, did they go off?
No laptop. No laptop. TVs probably sounded. By the way, it was 2 minutes early.
You said TVs. So,
over the air.
In what way?
Over the air. Right?
Over the air. But if I'm not an over air guy.
But do you have like cable in your house? You don't.
You're
a streamer.
Yeah.
So, no.
So they did not do this through like Google TV or
I'm not currently on Google TV.
I'm curious. You know, I would have thought they'd have pushed that out to, you know, in the Apple world, your phone and your laptop and your iPad, your watch, like everything is tied together. I would have assumed there would have been some full broadcast.
Like everything on the planet got an alert.
Everything that's
connected. In North America.
That's connected.
Yeah.
Google, everything.
That would be interesting. The internet, internet's a different beast.
But it is. But it's actually easier, I would assume, to broadcast that way than just through the broadcast network.
I don't think any browser has the ability to break into your hardware to tell you that something's happening. No permissions have been granted from Safari, Firefox, Chrome.
Right, Edge. But I would have thought they would have worked with the
ISP,
you know, the App Store kind of model. They'd have gone, hey, sure. Google, hey, Apple, you guys, we're going to push across the board. Hey, Amazon, we're going to push through all of these devices.
Are you talking about the national alert that just happened? Yeah. It was interesting. I walked out to the lobby there. And it was just, it felt like a fire alarm was going
pandemonium.
Because of how many, you know, there's probably 30 people out there, each device going, beep, you know, it was an interesting experience.
And I would have thought, like, that's the broadcast network, which includes mobile, like, cellular network things. But I would have assumed they would have gone at the easy IP network things first. And told Amazon, we're going to send this over Alexa. You're going to get it, right? Google, you're going to get it. Apple, you're going to get it. Everybody's going
to
get it.
Yeah, like for, you could do that for like personal, and that would be good to have that program where you tell like kind of Internet of Things manufacturers, for those of you that have a protocol for this, you should announce.
And let's be clear, this is the first time they've done this nationally with all devices.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it state by state.
Hawaii had that big mix up where they actually said you're all
so
about to die.
This
in
could
five
be
minutes.
The we did it state we did it state by state. We've done it federally. Now we do it via everything. Like it could be, it could come. Like
the problem with doing it everywhere is not every form of communicating has a protocol for this kind of thing.
That's so fair.
You kind of have to rely on just vendor agreements. I'm sure Amazon. I actually think that's a good idea for like companies that are that powerful.
Yes. Yes.
Like Amazon and Google.
Guarantee. All right, so before within we go moments, on. I guarantee within moments of a national alert that a nuclear bomb is about to strike, Amazon would be like, hurry up and add to cart and check out before this thing hits. Because
they would introduce
a bomb is coming. Hurry up.
Would you like to add a portable toilet and 4-day water supply to your cart?
We will ship you. Yeah.
And
shit
we
bags
are
for everybody.
The Worldwide IT Guys. I am Steve.
Dion.
This is Sean.
And yes, here we are. We're back. And just to, you know, we'll go back to that, but mm-hmm. just very briefly, I think we started this whole thing back in the day with, we're a bunch of IT guys that are talking about like a bunch of bullshit.
Technology.
We talk technology, but only a little bit.
Yeah.
We talk. you know,
the minimum
pop culture,
minimum system requirements.
We talk the political landscape. We talk, you know, what is current events effectively.
And we like to jump down any rabbit hole at any time that we lose any viewer or listener at any time.
Just a reminder. And because we have like loyal listeners, I think there are three of them.
Yeah, we like to name each of them and their home addresses. No, I'm just kidding.
And therefore, we are back. So just a quick reminder of who we are and what we do. But here we are talking about this whole emergency broadcast system. But every time an emergency actually happens, does it actually work? Because you just raised Hawaii, which had a missile event that wasn't a missile event.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they had a real fire where real people had issues.
And they didn't. They chose not to use it.
Insert conspiracy theory here.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever see the actual alert they sent for the missile thing? It was hilarious. It was like, this is an immediate threat. Inbound missile. This is not a drill. this is the real McCoy.
This is the real McCoy.
All gonna die.
Yeah,
and I wonder how many like just relationships broke up over this. Just like I'm gonna let my heart out. You know,
but
like,
to
you're not who
a,
I want to die with.
But to also be like, a state / community of people that have had a Pearl Harbor happen to them.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck? We've been here before, guys.
Yeah.
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 Anyways,
so a lot has happened since we've been broadcasting.
When was our last one, do you think? Circa?
It's been forever.
Spring?
6 months? I think it's been less than a year.
I think spring.
It has been less than a year since we've recorded. It has been long time since we've published. So we're going to publish. This is going to land, and people are going to go, are these guys still actually publishing something?
I'm still subscribed to this?
Exactly.
So there was COVID and then this podcast.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, nothing's happened, right? In 3+ years, whatever it's been.
This podcast,
I'm going to go on record, IPAs got worse.
Wow. Oh, that's a big statement. And
that's a mic drop moment.
If you don't know our, if you're not longtime listeners.
That was the biggest tragedy that's happened to Earth in the last 3 years.
Watching late night TV in America has reminded me of this podcast because it was we've been gone for so long. How do we even cover what's happened since we've been gone mentality? And I was thinking about that last night before we got here, and I'm like, they all kind of did a 3-minute recap of everything that's happened since the last time we did a show.
So are you saying we should have been prepared to do that?
Oh, no, didn't do that? Did you not do the reading assignment?
I kind of disagree with that kind of stuff when comics do that. Because I'm always like, you know, we don't actually view you as newscasters. Like, we don't need you. I mean, if it's a stepstone into a really funny joke,
That's all that is.
You know, but you don't have to recap.
It's material
stuff for us.
Punchline is really all it is. So that's what I was just thinking about. What has happened besides 56 different indictments for the former president that we missed?
So if we want to kind of accelerate the timeline a bit, I have a funny update that you guys will like from last week.
Whoa.
Last week? I haven't had a chance to tell you about yet. So last week, I have been saying since almost day one in this office, this office sucks because there's no cool places to drink at. And then Guinness announces 4 years from now we're going to open up our second brewery.
Oh, my God. We have been watching this place
be built. And we have been watching it grow every day. It's almost like a Bob the Builder episode where we're watching every brick get installed. Across the street from us, Guinness has been building a huge brewery.
I have a picture of how it started and how it ended, essentially, us going there last week.
But before you get into this.
Yeah.
Literally last week, when we knew we were going to go, because it was opening day, Dion and I was looking at my computer, and Dion walks over to the window, and he looks out at the building of this building, right? And I just was like, are you literally longingly looking at this? And so we honestly thought that we were going to wait for you to come in, and we'd both be at the window kind of going.
That would be great. You know, and I would have just joined you looking at it.
Today's the day.
Yeah.
That's what we were. So yes, we did go.
So we go. But,
and to be fair, I looked out that window every Wednesday.
Yep.
Every week I came in.
Status updates. How are we doing?
For 3 years, waiting for that building to be finished.
So and we went.
Beer was great. Beer was amazing. Food was it was good but expensive. But the beer was amazing.
It was a nice experience.
We had a blast. So anyhow,
on the higher end of money.
Yeah. For the food, I thought the beer was market average. Anyhow, I go home later that night. You know, just knows I've been at the Guinness Brewery, but by the time I get home, I'm fine, and like she's more or less forgotten about that. So you know, I take my shirt off to get in bed that night.
Here we go.
And she goes, "What the hell is that?" And I go, "Oh," and I had been using this new deodorant. I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm using this new deodorant. It leaves these white streaks all over. My chest hair isn't actually that gray." And she goes, "No, not that. That." And here, I'm going to, for the listeners, I'll show you.
Sean is pulling out his penis.
Wait, here, where is it? So this is a week ago. So I had a huge bruise that was bleeding at the time that I didn't even know about. That I got that day. And she goes, "That?" And I go, "What?" And then I look down and I'm bleeding and I have a huge bruise. And I go, "Oh, that, I don't know where that happened." And then I just get in bed.
No clue.
Yeah.
Now, just so everybody hears this, it's on his left side. Yeah. And I was sat literally right next to you on that side. Yeah. So now I'm worried. What did I do?
Sean, I think that's your liver crying for help. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. I think
trying
it's
to
just,
get out of the body. Yeah. Like Alien.
Yeah. Let me out. Yeah. I'm done. Been here long enough. Get me out of here.
Do that's you have no idea what this was?
Zero idea. Now, this is the thing about me. I have a very high pain tolerance.
You do?
And I bruise super easily due to like my paleness and everything. So it's possible for me to have like a pretty sizable tumble and it not to be a big deal to me and then look atrocious.
So metaphorically, the thickest skin on the planet because nothing bothers you, but maybe the thinnest skin on the planet because everything bruises
physically,
you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. You.
But she was just like, "Jesus Christ!" And then whenever that
what
kind
are
of
you
stuff,
doing?
Yes. Whenever that kind of stuff, I mean, because it looked at the time, it looked
we're
like
at fault.
It
looks
bad.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for him to tell me. By the way, remember that time you like elbowed me or you kicked me off my bike?
It looked like
or...
I had survived a medieval sword wound. You know, like on last Wednesday. But whenever that happens, she just goes, "You work with idiots." And the disappointment, because she's always like, "I thought they were smart,
but
and they're just like
she's
you."
She's disappointed in us.
When you tell me these stories and Jess says you work with idiots, here's what happens. My brain goes, thought bubble, Jess out of head, and it's the picture of me. You work with idiots, and it's Dia. You work with idiots.
Well, as long as it's Dion and not me.
It's got to be me. Yes.
That's a good one. I have no idea how that happened.
Who knows?
I'm pretty convinced I did not like punch you.
I don't think
of
it was
anything that was said.
Well, if it was you guys, there's no hard feelings because there's not even a memory.
Because I have no memory, zero memories.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
So literally, we're back with
a lot going on.
Absolutely chaos going on in the political world. Entertainment is half back. Is that what's happening? Because
from the writers' strike, yeah,
writers,
it was a writers' strike.
Actors can't act, but writers
the
can
actors
write.
Are not back. So I don't know what that means. We have in the U.S. Half a government now.
Yeah.
I don't know what we've got.
I don't know which of those topics you guys want to dive into first, but on the writers' strike, you know, one thing that I think is related to our podcast I would like to get your guys' opinion on is I thought both the actors and the writers' strike, I thought they over-prioritized the danger of AI, where they were like, "Oh, no, the studios are going to use AI to capture us as actors, and they're just going to use us forever using AI, or they're going to replace us as writers." And while I agree that the studios would love to do that, I think that actors and writers are not realistically looking at themselves and going, "You know what? Actually, we're fucking cheaper than doing that in AI." Like, I think AI as a current technology to do things that sophisticated and that at that standard, I think is more expensive than actually hiring a human.
Not what I have seen on the apps on your phone, just so you know. So if you want to do any sort of deep fake, there's an app on your phone that you could pay $4 a month
for. I know, but that won't work.
And the voice. You could steal a voice.
You are seeing AI-generated content farm, which is like the lowest standard of entertainment. Yes. Like you couldn't... So I'm not saying I'm right, but my opinion is you can't create an Emmy-winning series that will attract new viewers with AI without it being wildly expensive. And I think it would actually be more expensive to do with computers than humans because actors and writers actually aren't that expensive.
So I want to...
I don't know. It depends on the
actors and writers. And I'm saying I don't know, but this is something I wanted to talk about.
You can't make a Seinfeld with the current cast for less than... like a fortune, right?
But that's because they're already famous.
You could, your like the AI, show the bear, like, if you own the rights without a union agreement, could be, guess what, Jerry Seinfeld and what's her name? We own you and your likeness and your voice, so we can AI create
exactly
Seinfeld forever.
So Dion, I think that actually plays into my point where AI actually only makes sense in the current model for duplicating already successful projects.
Agreed. I think you guys have gone, you have bought into what was publicized about this deal, which bought into the fact that AI is the news, mm-hmm. and therefore we're going to blow that up. But there was actually more to the agreement. Which was
substantives like the streaming royalties was a huge thing.
Yes,
paid more, and so AI cannot be credited. Right, those are the two big things.
I think AI got the headlines, but the real
actual
improvement in the writer's situation is they're being paid better than they were. Mm-hmm. They're getting royalties that they wouldn't have gotten mm-hmm. before. Those are all the things that I think were really the substance of what they were asking for. And by the way, we see what's coming with this AI thing. Let's like head that off a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what was at the root of it.
That is a good point. I think I read some articles, and it's interesting you bring that up. I think they were colored around that where they got juicy quotes from people while the strike was still going on where AI is a huge thing. Like we're not going to go forward if we don't solve this AI thing. And it was probably just a random tangential quote that was a leading question on AI, you know, and I don't think that's what they were necessarily striking for after you say that, yeah.
Yep. So I am happy that the writers feel good, and it feels like they got what they were asking for the most part.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, why did it take this long
to get
to effectively what they were asking for? And we'll see what happens with the rest of it. That bit is, you know, fine. We've got entertainment coming back into the world. Meanwhile, we have technology in our mm-hmm. space where does anybody care anymore about anything that's announced in the technical space? We've got new iPhones and new Apple stuff, and it happened, and...
I like that iPhones are moving to USB-C. I know our dedicated listener, Doug, doesn't like that, but I love that.
So the
he doesn't like it?
Well, so the European standard is you have to do the same thing. So let's put USB-C on everything so that we could sell these iPhones everywhere without any sort of legal complication. In order to deliver USB-C on one of the cheaper iPhones, they basically limit it to USB 2 speeds. So even though you're plugging in the latest and greatest connector,
but wait,
you're getting a very slow speed.
What I love about Apple is they said, unless you buy the good one.
Or you get the Pro, and then USB-C is everything you want it to be.
Yes.
Which is like, why is that chip more, is it more expensive? Like,
I mean,
why
that, is going that on is there? Like, that is it's, so Apple.
It's, yeah, Apple very does dong, that
it's very dongle-ish, like, right? It's like the dongles, right? It's like, okay, great. It's a new one, but you got to buy a dongle to make the new thing work. Okay.
It's also funny because it's so Apple at every level. Because it's also like the speed difference at the end of the day almost doesn't matter for like.
Well, how many people literally are doing that?
Yeah, like how many people actually USB-C transfer onto an iPhone?
Right.
you know, like that. Basically, it means you're probably being hacked. You know, like somebody took your phone and is transferring data. But it is just so Apple to do that.
It really is.
Yeah.
And to Doug's point, this would be one of those things, and I'm not making Doug's point because I have not talked to him. I don't know Doug. I'm sorry if I am putting words in your mouth, but that's a geek's going to do that. It doesn't need to be a professional thing. And I think where Apple would come in is they'd say, no, this is for the filmmaker, because the filmmaker is going to now use their iPhones to make their films, and they're going to want to transfer things at that highest bandwidth, blah, blah, blah. So that's the counter argument to this.
Agreed. And so we had a conversation recently about concerts, and this ties into the new iPhone. Because one of the commercials for the new iPhone was, this camera is amazing. The video recording is amazing. It's 4K at a higher rate. And all of these things are amazing about the new camera, which is great. Lenses, everything. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, great. Well, the camera seems to always be the leading factor for most people to get a new phone for whatever reason, right? My camera's so old and XYZ. Okay, great. So the commercial that came out for the new iPhone included Olivia Rodrigo, which is like a Taylor Swift kind of popular wannabe person. And yeah, she's not dating an NFL player yet, but I'm sure she will be at some point. She's only like 18.
She wants to.
Well, let's not go
carry on.
Anyways, so we had kind of discussed about, hey, pop culture, music, all these other things. And the commercial that came on TV about Olivia Rodrigo was that she recorded her new video completely on the new iPhone. And that was part of the commercial.
By the way, so did we.
Look,
carry on.
We record everything on the latest and greatest iPhone, 4K, go buy the 15 Pro now. Do we get paid for that? We
don't
get
paid. Yes, yes.
We get paid for that? Okay, great.
Apple is a sponsor.
I think this just is actually recorded on a 2013.
This Mac is so old. It can't upgrade to Sonoma. It's done. Yeah. Like, we're lucky it's running today. Congratulations.
We're lucky the internet lets it get on.
Agreed. But so long story short, I think that's kind of like the, hey, it's the video phone thing that is why you should upgrade today, is because XYZ. And they seem to be trailing some Android devices in that market, but when they finally catch up on something, they like really pimp it out, and I'm like, okay.
So as the guy who's like literally still running the 11,
and I have a 12,
a 15 that was just released.
I'm 11 12 too.
So I'm like, yes, 11s unite.
Yep.
Boom. The question is,
I'm a 12.
Like, what should I be all in? Should I go?
Do you ever care about recording anything ever?
Are we on a podcast right now, ever?
So but I don't do it from your phone. No. You log into a machine from 2013 because that's better.
So you're saying just stick with the 11.
This is something where I think Apple,
a person who doesn't care, who's reading email and not even going on social media, to be honest with you.
But I do take photos on my phone.
Does not care. You get photos.
No, I take photos.
You take photos?
On my phone.
I've never seen a photo that you've taken.
Because of all the things you just said. Yeah. I'm not on social media. Yeah. I don't do social. Yeah, just doesn't
share them with you.
But my family,
He prints them out
photos.
At Kinko's.
Okay,
you know,
I am not in his family.
Yeah.
The complaint's not his phone. The complaint is I'm not in his family. That's right.
But this is something where I think the dialogue on Apple, the national dialogue or the popular dialogue on Apple on mobile devices is wrong. And I don't think they get enough credit that they really worked so hard on the CPU problems with upgrades and the battery problems with upgrades and how they just died, that you basically, they're always like, oh, the new iPhone's so underwhelming. That's because they are making technology so good that the only area for improvement anymore is the camera, which I actually think should be, in my opinion, that should be read as a testament to Apple and not an engineering failure.
Right.
That they have basically been putting out such consistent hardware for the last 5 years that you only need to upgrade if you want a better camera.
So I might argue that what they should do is go, we're no longer on the every year plan.
Yes.
We're going to go to every 2 years.
Yes.
And we're going to, yes, improve the camera, and it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to improve other things. But, yeah, to your
it's
point.
Sort of, you know what it kind of reminds me of? And then I want to hear your thought. But it kind of reminds me of Star Wars in the sense that one of the things I always thought fascinating about the Star Wars universe is it didn't matter how old the technology in that universe was. It was just like, oh, this ship's 100 years old. And it works just as good as this new one.
Yeah.
Just because, like, whatever the minimum standards they had reached were so good.
It falls apart, and we need to fix it, and we have to deal with the little
it has bumps wear and tear issues. And,
yeah.
But it works great. And but I feel Apple is fast. Like almost this close to getting there with phones.
My only argument with that is the fact that they introduced a gas tank at the fucking end of the entire Star Wars quadrilogy. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? This ship is running out of gas. We've never heard of that in fucking 8 fucking movies, you assholes.
I never even picked
we're running
up.
Out of gas. What?
Guys, we're on empty. You just
I'm
hear a
sorry.
Ding, ding.
We're running out of fucking gas. We've never heard that in 8
fuck,
movies.
I told ding, you we should have filled up in Naboo.
Yeah. It's like out of fucking Spaceballs, okay? I thought Mel Brooks was going to come out and go, "May the Schwartz be with you." What the fuck?
Listen, I apologize, Admiral. I didn't want to buy the car wash
sorry.
At the time, and it was tied with the car wash, so I didn't fill us up. And
the needle's stuck. I'm sorry. It hasn't moved in 3 years. We didn't know. Yeah. They're going to catch us.
Check engine light.
It's a bad time to tell me when the Empire's on our ass.
But that's brilliant because, like, literally the first movie, there was the moment when Han Solo's, like hitting
the roof.
Going, come on, baby.
Yeah.
And boom,
something's broke. That's
in.
Fine. But we never knew of a gas tank until like
the gas
end.
Tank thing is funny.
The second to last movie ever. Now you introduce we're running out of gas.
And that's so
fuck off.
That's bad writing because you could have could have introduced the same challenge in the plot
Sorry. Doug would appreciate my conversation right now, but we should move
I'm appreciating it as well because
Doug's our only listener. So it's fine.
I'm appreciating it as well because I never noticed that in the movie.
This is all for Doug. The only other thing I would say about the new iPhones is the fact that they do have this new processing chip that is super fast, that has great graphics, that does a shit ton of things, and they want people who live on their phones, who game on their phones for some reason, to enjoy the fact that they now have a thing that will keep up and game and look
better
and whatever. But this is crazy because you're asking a guy who needs to go home to his 4K TV with his $600 Xbox and play insert Call of Duty, Fortnite,
these
games
here, right?
You
actually now can stream your games remotely to your iPhone and play on your iPhone.
But the people who do play on their phones, which is a ton of people, now
Candy
can enjoy
Crush or whatever there is now.
It's not. Yes, it's Candy Crush and whatever. But
no,
tons of graphic intensive
games.
Like
you can play immersive games now
right.
on your mobile.
Real
device.
World things. Call of Duty is a thing. All these other things are a thing. A lot of stuff streams via a cloud to your device. Those people who game on their device are going to be happy with this new iPhone. It's not me.
No, but yeah, and
but there's a generation that lives on their phone. Like my daughter, who's on her iPad, who would rather be on her iPad playing any game than on Xbox.
Well, and I think that's the plan now. Whenever Apple or whoever it is releases a new device, we're going to be like, this is for the people who want to be on cutting edge. The other thing we kind of forget is every year, probably, you know, 10 million, probably hundreds of millions, if you look at it over the world, teenagers are entering the cell phone space. So you're like, this is going to be your first one, and it's going to be better than your parents ever owned. And then the people who just like, I always need to be upgraded. But the rest of us are probably going to buy a phone every 4 years now.
Aside from the fact that you're telling me I should just buy the thing that's got the 4 like
I'm
inch
not.
Buttons to dial a phone number how old I am.
Yeah. Oh, the Walmart phone?
You should
get the Walmart
phone. I have an 11, and I should just get a 12, which I don't think you can buy anymore, and be happy that I've got something
better
than I have.
I think my plan is I'm going to wait until it fucking breaks, and then I'm just going to buy whatever the latest and greatest is.
I think that's our generation's mentality, to be honest with you, is just this shit lasts forever. I'll get the next thing that lasts forever, and I'll wait till it breaks to get the new thing. Not jump. Yep. Every
I'm
year.
The oldest guy in the room, and I don't feel like I'm there yet, okay?
Okay,
so
all right. Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
But you're telling me.
I think the 12 is that bad, and my photos are fine.
My 11's great.
Now, the only thing I will say is I do record a shit ton of video, as we know, and photos of Emma, so that she's got essentially 65 terabytes of photos and videos whenever she wants to see herself in the future. I've that much for her waiting. I'm just waiting. And AI will like process it and tell her, here's your entire life story, and she'll be ready for it. Meanwhile, that's the only thing that ever gets me to upload.
How often do you go back and look at photos of yourself and videos of yourself?
My phone does it for me now.
How often do you choose to go and say, I want to see my life?
That's how he goes to bed. He pours himself a nice glass of red wine.
I will tell you this. So
the widget unwinds.
Okay. This is a fundamental
difference. Here we go. The widget on my home screen is the rotating one that gives me like my calendar, my agenda, and photos from the past. It's photos of the past, which are mostly me and Sean taking pictures at bars. That's usually what it's supposed
to be. That's why we don't need to upgrade our camera.
Yeah, that's why
never have any lighting.
I'm just saying my daily memories are me and Sean on a Wednesday for the past 3 years. That's what my daily memories are. Once in a while, my daughter will pop up, and I'll be like, oh, my God, I remember that day. That was first grade. It's so much fun. Anyways, so that's how I revisit the memories is because Apple says go visit this.
Right. So, and I'm being an asshole, but
yes.
I'm like – how much do we need of this? And this is, I think, recording our lives and what we do and how we do it. It's about finding that photo. And I do something similar. So I can look at this and go, look, that's my, you know, it rotates. This is why nobody knows what that is. I know what that is.
I don't have my glasses on, so I don't know.
It's literally a photo of a portion of the landscape around where my son goes to school, because I know that and I can look at that. Could have been my wife, could have been my daughter,
is that
rocks? Been my son, could have been, it was just a river.
Oh, but, okay.
But that's for me.
Yeah.
And I don't really care. Like,
but that may show up in a memory in like 6 years and you'd be like, yeah, for you. On your phone, because your iPhone goes, hey, remember this thing that you've looked at this a couple times, so I'm going to show it to you.
Yep.
And you thought it was important back then. And maybe if you put a heart on it, it'll make sure it pops up again. It
comes back more.
Mm-hmm. And you're like,
I mean, that's
I enjoy looking at that river because it reminds me of the time that I dropped Pete off on his ex-year and the thing and whatever. That's what happens to me on my phone. But if it wasn't for my iPhone telling me, here's a memory for you, I don't go, let me go look
no
for a
part
memory.
Of, no part of, like,
well, and that's not
my
true.
Kids are older. My kids are older. But no part of me goes, my kids are going to want this someday. It's like, they don't give a shit.
It's going to be for me. I guarantee it. It's for me and for Emma's kids. Let's be clear. Like, that's probably where the lineage of all of the media that I've ever done is there. But I will say, I blame Google for all this because this started with the year that Emma was born was the year that the campaign of Google said, start an email account for your child.
Oh, yeah.
And send them emails.
Yeah. Fuck Google.
And it made me cry. And you know what I did? She's got a Gmail account from the day she was born. And I send her pictures and links. And this was your first day of soccer and blah, blah, blah. And first day of school, second day of school, third day, 7,000 day of school. Here's all your pictures and memories and things. And I forwarded her like the receipt of her first competitive soccer uniform. It's like, hey, your uniform's gonna be here on Thursday. She's got that in her thing. So like, besides all of the spam from YouTube and, you know, every other fucking service on the planet,
she's never gonna find any of his stuff.
If she can sort through that, I'm sure AI will help her in the future. If she can get through all the shit, she'll find the emails that her dad sent her and she'll see what her life through the eyes of her dad has been in her Gmail. Because some stupid fucking commercial told me to do this when she was born.
God, you are such a romantic. You're amazing. That's
and amazing. And guess what? And I work at an advertising company, and I was supposed to do that, and I'm not. And now I fucking deal with identity, and it's killing me.
Well, whatever.
It's killing me, folks.
Ripping my heart out.
Ripping my heart out. God damn it.
He literally, this guy said to me, I'm just going to go be a genius at the Genius
Bar. I'm just going to go to the Genius Bar. I'm fucking
That's
done
what Hutton
this.
Always wanted to do. He just wants
he
to go work.
He can't be a genius. Get out of here.
No, he wants to work at True Value. And
Oh, yeah. Well, it's essentially the same job. It's like, you know what? That shit's too old. You need a new washer. You need a new sprayer for your hose. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, your 12 is garbage. You need to go to the 15.
But John's going to be the guy that goes, you don't need a new hose. You don't need,
here's a gasket.
Here's a 5-cent washer. Yeah. A rubber washer. Yeah. You put this that in
no,
there.
Just spend 7 hours fixing. Yeah. Why buy a $15 hose?
You know what?
When you can spend 7 hours
Here,
fixing it.
You know what? Better yet, bring it in. I'll fix it for you. It'll be done in like 5 minutes. Yeah. I know how to do this. I've done it a million times.
I could do it on my lunch break.
Oh my God. How much would we love that guy though? We love that guy at Ace though. And he's going to be the guy we love at Ace. That's why we're going to love that guy at Ace.
Yeah, but I actually have problems with those guys at Ace where I'm like, I don't actually want to. Everything you're saying, it sounds like the worst day of my life.
Give me the new thing. Give me the new
how
thing. Give me the new
not,
thing.
Yep. I don't want ever want to see you again. How do I solve this
you
problem?
Are not supposed to walk
money
in
doesn't
Ace.
Matter.
How you need do to go I, to a Lowe's. You need to go to a Lowe's where they're like, the cheapest fucking replacement's right here, sir. Congratulations. And you get 5% off if you use our card. You walk into Ace, they're like, you want to fix this, right?
I got a hole in my screen.
Yeah.
No problem. Here's a new window, sir.
Here's a new patch kit for the screen.
No, we're going to install a new window for you.
Yeah, John, sir, I will buy a new house before I do that. Okay? Like, that's how much I value my time, all right?
6 hours to
I will
fix
move
this?
My fucking Fuck family
Jen,
across
sell,
state lines.
Sell your business. We're out. Jess, we're out.
Oh, dear. So what else has happened since we've been on the air?
Oh, my God. In the past 3 minutes?
No, we've been on the air. Like, literally, it's months since we've done this. Should we talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Should we
None
talk
of our
about-
politics are really important. It's like talking about the Bears at this point. We shouldn't even
you,
go
you know
there.
What? That I, but I, one sports. Thing I will say about the House Speaker, what's his name, McCaffrey? Kevin
McCarthy
getting
just think
ousted.
Of like just think of the 50s and communism.
McCarthy. So yes, McCarthy was ousted.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting. You know what you would call game theory politics. You know, which is like, you know, there was a big debate. Well, should the Democrats have saved him?
Yeah,
because whoever replaces him.
Yeah, and you could argue that he just saved, like. The government is still running because he bought into pair with the Democrats and solve the problem by agreeing to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Democrats went, fuck you.
Yeah.
My theory, which has been completely destroyed based on what actually happened, was he went to the Democrats and said, you're going to get your budget for 2 months as you wrote it, make sure I don't get kicked out of this fucking job and we'll continue to work together and I will take the majority and the handful of moderates and we'll okay Siri is fucking going crazy.
Meanwhile
the Democrats said fuck you, we're good till November, and guess what, now they're gonna be screwed with the crazy person that follows behind him.
So this is
that was my theory. And my wife was like, they'll never fucking do that. And I'm like, but you're not as I follow this daily. And she's like, get the fuck out. Yeah.
That is a rational theory. I think
nothing.
I
rational
don't think
about,
he actually went to them and asked for help because I think he knows. This is my theory.
Well,
and
make
I,
a deal
I don't know
with
what
them.
What's
he
right.
He can't
obviously.
Make a deal with them.
Exactly. You can't make a deal with them because if they voted yes for him. He's actually not speaker anymore in the sense that his caucus doesn't respect him anymore.
Right.
Because he was bailed out by the Democrats.
Right.
So I don't think he actually made a deal with them to save his speakership.
I don't think so either.
Well, he
because
didn't,
I think
he's
like, the only way I can actually be speaker is if I win a Republican majority.
I think he was hopeful that the Democrats would bail him out
mm-hmm.
based on what he just did.
Because he bailed them out of the thing.
But I don't think he made a deal.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
And
but
I
that
think,
just goes to show
frankly
he
I think he's the Democrats stupid. Rolled the dice and went, well, you will do whatever is expedient for you and we're not going to buy into that and you guys sort your shit out.
Yeah,
that was their decision here. We're not going to we're not going to save you. We're just going to do what we do and go, no, bullshit. Figure it out. And meanwhile, and let that all burn down.
Yeah. Yep. In our political environment, they knew they couldn't trust him, so they couldn't back him. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to is they couldn't trust you. Even though you delivered because you knew you had to and you knew you were on your way out, I kind of feel like that was his one. The last punch in his card was, all right, I'll keep the government open for a month and I'll make the deal. But I don't get many of these.
There will be 16 people that will appreciate him. Yeah. So he's pretty much better than this podcast.
That's the bed he made.
This podcast has 3 listeners. Yes. He's got 16. He wins.
Yes. Agreed. Yes. Doug, are you enjoying this so far?
But it's sad in the sense that I think it's inevitable the government will shut down in 40. Because I think whoever gets elected by the next Republican leadership.
Do you think there's going to be somebody elected in the next 45 days? That's my concern.
I think they will eventually have to. I think it'll be like, I don't know.
No.
Like, it's weird, you know.
The worst thing is the fact that I feel like unless someone like Gates is ousted and the number goes down to 3 and then they get scared and then they decide to actually fucking do their job, this could just be, we would rather have chaos and pandemonium under a Democratic president so that we could point at that there's pandemonium and chaos under a Democratic president.
Yeah, but they're going to get blamed for
unprofessional they look. No.
They will.
Because the people that follow them, Sean,
are not informed. There are voters. We forget about it because 80 to 90% of the world is registered blue or registered red. There are independent voters, and they do tip elections. And the Republican caucus will be blamed for this if they come out of this in shambles, which
they,
I think
they better be blamed for.
I think they will, and I think their major issue is, and what I'm really afraid about, because I think it could eventually happen to the left as well, that the moderates, which outweigh the crazies in the House of Representatives and the Republicans, have basically let the crazies lead that party.
Yes.
Even though they outnumber them 3-1. And it's like, are you guys going to keep taking that?
Yes.
Or are you guys going to be like, you know what? Fuck you. We don't have a majority already because you guys are acting like assholes.
Yep.
So fuck you. There's only 9 of you, and we'll figure out 9 reasonable Democrats.
I want to basically segue, circle back to what will actually happen in the next election.
iPhone release.
Nope.
Star Wars.
If you're not following...
They've solved the gas
We've talked about football in America. We've talked about Taylor Swift.
We haven't talked about that yet, but go ahead.
Carry on. We brought it up.
But all of these things we hinted at. Maybe we'll talk about it at some point.
I would like to talk about Taylor Swift, but you go.
But I do think that the Swifty phenomenon that's taking place right now,
You mean how women are watching the NFL? Is that what you mean?
So I brought up the fact that in conversation with the Worldwide IT guys at a private event, a.k.a. The Lake, that the Taylor Swift concert is being recognized as one of these events that's happening in human history that's a phenomenon. And she is very popular right now. And she knows that over previous political events in her career, she was told for the sake of her career to keep her mouth shut. She is no longer with any of those people who represent her, her manager, her recording studios, any of those people who
and
basically...
It doesn't matter because she's got like $70 billion in the bank.
Doesn't care.
She has so much power, she can do whatever the fuck
she wants.
So
she's got a lot of influence and everybody... So here's the thing. She just said to everybody at a concert, go register to vote. There's a booth here. It's open. Go do it. And 100,000+ people registered to vote, whether they got into the concert or not, just to register to vote. She, at one awesome. Concert, got that many people to register to vote. She didn't tell them who to vote for. She just said,
be engaged.
Your voice counts. Your vote counts. Go register. I think it's important. Go do it. That's all she said. And 100 to 150,000 people voted or registered to vote. She believes that... There's a person who should never be elected to make sure that.
How do you know that?
Things, because of things I've seen her say. And my thought is that in future elections.
He's a raging MAGA Republican, just saying.
Carry on.
Yes, I'm so Trump, pro-Trump. but the idea is that people who will the masses into following them on Instagram and the social media, and I have 300 million people that follow me, will start to say, there's no way this could, don't ever vote for this guy, don't ever do this thing, don't ever start that stuff. That is a thing that we haven't had before, and I think this could be,
You're saying we haven't, in the last few years, had like a pop culture icon, like, tell you how to vote, kind of. Is that... I'm not disagreeing or agreeing. I'm asking,
I think we have.
That's your point? Or?
And I think the pop culture icon on the... Let's just put it this way. I think Trump pop culture iconed himself into a 33% of this country majority versus the other side going, you know what? Fuck that shit. He flexed his social media to do political good or bad. I'm going to flex my social media political good or bad. And I'm going to say, if Taylor Swift says something, that means something to me. And if she shares a video, that means something to me. I think we may start to see that, which we've never seen before. And I think
we've seen it over the years. Like Madonna did the same thing.
Did she say don't vote for Bush or Trump?
No,
or,
she said register to vote. Yeah, so that's a good point. And they're like, you know, George Clooney said vote.
She's
going to
say
vote
for the person who supports the right. The same.
I think it's important. I agree.
Women's health care is an important thing. Yep. She may push for that. Then she's going to vote for minority things. She's going to push for that. I think she's going
to
push for certain
to
social
Sean's
things.
Point, there have been people in that world that have done similar things, and it will have an influence.
Yeah, it will. It's good.
It is a good thing, but I don't think it's unprecedented.
I think, is what I'm saying. I don't think it's unprecedented, but it's
putting
good.
It as, oh my God, Taylor Swift is doing something. Meanwhile, other people have done something.
I mean, Sinatra was into JFK. I mean,
and he got elected. Who did Bono go for? Did Bono say vote for somebody?
He certainly didn't say Republican.
Well,
knowing him,
but I'm just saying,
I don't know
like,
if he formally
like, like
came
I'm just
out.
Trying to think of another time happened, and I'm not really sure the social media influence was where it was even 6 years ago. So, do we think that we might see?
I have respect
an Instagram
for Taylor
post.
Swift. I think you are just overblowing it, just a tiny little. She is amazing. She is a huge star, and she's. I'm not undercutting what she is, but I am suggesting that you might be overblowing your perspective on what it is she's doing here. I think that's. Other people have done this.
But my argument is the people that have done it before didn't have people that said, like George Clooney, we should save this country and do this thing and water and conserve, whatever.
There were 20 people that said, ooh, George Clooney said that. I'm going
to
do that.
Right. My whole point is she wears shorts to a Sunday night football game and 20 million pairs of shorts get bought. It's not about the person who's done it or that it's been done before. It's about the people who follow her that think she has said something, and I think that's value. So I'm going to listen to her.
Cult is what.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Well, it also sounds like
but that. It's like the anti MAGA cult is what I'm trying to say. I'm saying yes, we had a MAGA cult that is following him. That 30% of this country is following him. There might be another cult of Swifties that go the other way.
It also sounds like you're kind of saying that we might live in an era right now that is so online, so photographed,
yes,
so distributed, so broadcasted, that there's an amplifier effect that wasn't present in the past.
And therefore,
I don't know.
We're going to go from cult to cult.
Well, yeah, it may be. But
all
it might
you've
be
done
that,
is
that,
make me more
yeah,
worried
that,
about
that maybe
the world.
That Taylor Swift
but if they're informed,
2024 has a bigger effect than Sinatra in 65.
If the cult of information... Wait, is that a song?
No.
Cult of personality.
Personality. Thank you. Yes. Okay, sorry. Cult of, but if the cult of information is different.
That was they tried that, it didn't work as well. Cult of information. boys, I need you to redo that.
Personality. Yeah, let's go personality. That sounds better. Sorry, guys.
was a producer. It was a freaking producer.
Yeah. Cult of personality, I believe, is a famous phrase about autocratic governments.
And here we
are. So I think...
oh, wait. That's not a tie-in, trust me.
Was that in Living Color who did
it? Yeah, it was in Living Color.
Yeah, that was great.
Living Color was the
Living Color. So they got that. I believe that was sociology book about how autocrats establish themselves as a near religion, and the phrase from this book. I can't remember the title of the book, but the famous phrase about dictators was they establish a cult of personality,
and we've experienced that.
As does. Mbamba's view, Taylor Swift does that. It has been amazing to see her effect on the NFL, and I've loved it. You know, where it's funny. Oh, I haven't told you guys this story. This is a great
story.
How
is it affecting the NFL?
Women are it's watching it and paying attention.
Positively.
Dude, right, listen to this story. So I'm talking with Jess.
Yes.
And I just see this video come across the screen of the tight end, you know, Travis Kelce, and he comes out and... I don't know if you saw that when they were leaving Arrowhead Stadium together with her.
Ridiculous.
And he's in this like really weird outfit. And I start laughing at how weird this outfit is. And I go to Jess. I'm like, oh, man, that's like that's just like a crazy outfit. It's like, you know, like 80s street clothes.
Yeah.
And I mentioned, because he's from Cleveland, and I'm also from Cleveland. Yeah. I go, it's also interesting, and I didn't say it in like a judging way. I was just surprised. I go, you know, he's actually from one of the more affluent areas in Cleveland, so I'm just kind of, it's just a weird vibe to be sending out. Do you know what she goes to me? She goes, well, yeah, you know, and Jason doesn't dress that way.
Yeah.
I go, what? Jason Kelce, his brother, he blacks people? And I go, I know who the fuck he is, Jessica.
I love this.
Like you've never been able to name a quarterback in your life.
I love this.
And now you know the starting center of the Eagles because Jess is a huge Swiftie. So now she's like dialing into the NFL and watching all this shit.
And you know the number one meme on TikTok this past month has been Swifties triggering their husbands.
I need to see it because my wife was telling me.
But
about
there's a million of them.
Sounds hilarious.
They all do the same thing.
Yeah, and she said
they're like, you know, this Travis Kelce is going to blow up now that. And she's like, he's won Super Bowls and is like an All Pro. What do you mean? She's going to make him famous? And they're like, and they just look at the camera and they're like smiling, like I just triggered him. Yeah,
she told me one was he goes, listen, I love you. But I get you don't understand how the world works.
I saw that one. Yes. Yeah,
it's like hilarious. 100%. Almost ruins his marriage over this.
And the guys
comment.
Tried to reverse it to the women. And it was like, you know, I don't know who this Taylor Swift is, but like Travis Kelce seems to be pretty lucky with her and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know the fuck, they have the opposite reaction of like, wait, what the? They're just like mean and angry about you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know you're lying.
Yeah.
So stop it right now. Like the guys are triggered and don't get it. The women are like, shut the fuck up.
Well, I don't know if you're in the same, we have so many like private Slack football discussions. I think you're in this one.
But I'm in most of them.
I had mentioned about how you know, my buddy CJ, who's a professional gambler.
Yep.
And he was saying all the gambling action now is on prop bets for Mahomes to throw touchdowns because apparently he said he's so afraid of Swifty fans like getting mad at him if he doesn't throw to Kelce that he's doing it, you know, which I know he was joking, but that's kind of hilarious.
I the Vegas prop bets and the Vegas betting, I think, is driving so many things these days. I'm so scared about people and the NFL. I got to be honest with you. I think it's all huge conspiracy.
Oh, you meaning that players could start to throw it now?
I don't think players themselves are betting to make money because they're already millionaires. I don't give a fuck. But like the fact that the coach wanted to make sure he covered the spread, not only was that like a face of the franchise from a betting perspective, it had nothing to do with the actual outcome of the game. So all he wanted to do was cover the spread so that they look like they covered the spread. Covering the spread is a very Vegas thing.
Yeah.
So the idea that a coach now takes into consideration that the personality of the franchise is related to the betting winnings.
Oh, you mean like I want to be good against the spread? I want my not team only, to begin.
If yeah. I can't win this fucking game, I'm going to cover the fucking spread. Yeah. Is the second most That's leading thing now. And I think that is a not we did not have that when Vegas and gambling was illegal. We now that it's legal, it's like, listen, I can't win this fucking game, but I'm damn well going to cover the spread. That was never a thing.
So
4 years ago.
I agree with you there. The only thing I might argue is I think it was 100% a thing for the NFL's first 30 years. Because I feel the NFL basically got huge off being a pro betting league. Like, it played once a week. The NFL is the only sport that will penalize you if you don't do injury reports right.
Oh, for sure. Which is bettors. Yeah. They want to know what's going on with the bettors.
You and I started watching football when it had gotten past that betting history.
No.
And I feel now we're re-entering it. Where it was...
80s?
No, I feel the NFL from 1930s to about 1965 was just watched by bettors. I really maybe not just watched by bettors,
okay,
but it was a huge concern.
Sure,
that's why we have like the formalized injury reports.
Why, and then blame everything.
I mean, they have
Pete
to
Rose.
Do injury reports for updates and so on. And I think we're actually re-entering that kind of phase where betting is a huge component of the NFL.
Yeah, just to reiterate, I think the idea that if a coach knows they're going to lose the game, they damn well want to cover the spread. Because it's a betting thing, I think that is a reality, and we are going to see that
but
more
I don't
and more
think,
often.
The NFL is actually backing, like, they're advertisers now. All of this betting
the
stuff.
The FanDuel.
That's all you hear.
Yeah.
It's all you hear. And they sound, we are going to look at these commercials that we're hearing nowadays, like the way cigarette ads were from the 1960s.
Yeah.
I hear these commercials like, your first four breaths. Risk free.
Yeah.
Get your money back.
That's scary not healthy. Stuff. I Why think it's amazing this? Because when FanDuel first came out, this is a true story. They gave you $1,000 of free money in their system to be betting. And you couldn't cash out the $1,000.
Yeah, there's a ton of restrictions.
It had
on
to stay
it.
You had to keep the first $1,000 of your money in the system forever. If you earned over $1,000, you could cash that out. But we'd give you $1,000 of betting for free. So you're betting essentially there could be people right now who have made tens of thousands of dollars off the first $1,000 of free money they got from FanDuel. The deal now is $200. $200 of risk-free. That's where we're at right now because so many people are in. You can entice them. It's $200 of free money to get in and do the thing. Your first bet's free, and you get $200. It'll sit here forever. You can use whatever you want. So I betting, I don't get me started on betting. Like we
but
should,
I do
we're think the way to you guys. We should end right now.
I'm just going to say, I think it will I hope these ads will be legislated. So that they can't promise what they're promising. Because I think it is a straight-up lie and deceiving.
We've been the Worldwide IT Guys.
Almost like a PSA. We end on a PSA.
I think so.
We have been the Worldwide IT Guys. I want to thank everybody for listening. Doug,
yep,
that's you.
Leo might
loyal,
be out there.
I think Leo might be out there. We have some loyal people who, when they
Craig,
see this posted,
I think Craig is out there. Craig sent me a message asking.
I got
when
some
the
fans from the neighborhood
out.
That are going to be.
I like,
ending super
by,
excited
by
to hear
iterating
this.
Iterating through our listeners.
We're not going to
do
them
this
by name.
Forever. So if you're a listener, just tweet us or I'm sorry, whatever it is, X us.
You can't say X us. It's like disgusting.
It's terrible. We are the Worldwide IT Guys, and we will be here again sometime
soon.
In the future.
Hopefully next week.
Soon. We're going to see what happens. Soon. Ross should have been here. Mm-hmm. John should have been here.
Bullshit.
Dan talked about being here. He wanted
Wants
to hear
to be,
some of this.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to listen, but he might participate someday.
Yeah. Chris.
We're here. We're going to keep trying to do this. So thank you all. We're going to catch you next time. Bye.
Nothing. Bye.
Sounds good. Craig Castle Mead listens.
I was talking to him
about some Okta stuff. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, you guys got to do another podcast. He's great. I love him.
Craig's great. And we will, we never acknowledge Craig. And I think that's a good thing for Craig. So.